Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Frostbite: How Refrigeration Changed Our Food, Our Planet, and Ourselves by Nicola Twilley explores the hidden infrastructure that makes modern eating possible. Refrigeration is so ordinary that it disappears into the background, yet it determines what shows up in supermarkets, how long it stays safe, and which places can grow what we eat. Twilley, known for investigating the intersection of design, technology, and everyday life, follows cold as both a scientific achievement and a cultural force. The book connects the rise of artificial cold to global trade, public health, labor, warfare, and the transformation of taste and seasonality. It also confronts the costs, energy demand, refrigerant chemicals, and the emissions footprint of keeping food and medicine cold across continents. By moving from early ice harvesting and cold storage to today's sprawling cold chains, Frostbite argues that refrigeration did not just preserve food. It preserved particular economic systems, reshaped cities and kitchens, and changed what people expect from nature. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from ice harvests to mechanical cold, building a new utility, a central topic is how refrigeration evolved from local, seasonal ice to dependable, industrial cold that could be produced anywhere. The book traces the shift from cutting and storing ice to the development of mechanical systems that created stable temperatures year-round. This transition matters because it turned cold into a utility, similar to electricity or running water, and allowed businesses to plan supply chains rather than react to weather. Twilley emphasizes that refrigeration is not just a machine in a kitchen, it is a network of equipment, standards, technicians, and institutions that made cold predictable. The spread of cold storage enabled new kinds of warehouses, refrigerated rail cars, and later refrigerated trucks and containers, each step extending how far food could travel without spoiling. The result is a world in which freshness is often engineered rather than local. This topic highlights how technical innovation intertwined with regulation, insurance, and scientific ideas about microbes and decay. It also shows that the benefits of refrigeration came from systems thinking, temperature control, packaging, handling rules, and the social trust that chilled goods were safe. Secondly, the cold chain and the global diet, abundance, variety, and distance. Refrigeration underpins the cold chain, the linked sequence of cooled facilities and vehicles that keeps perishables within narrow temperature ranges from farm to consumer. The book explains how this chain reorganized agriculture and retail, making it practical to ship meat, dairy, seafood, produce, and prepared foods over long distances. That capability expanded choice and lowered some forms of waste by slowing spoilage, but it also promoted centralized processing and consolidation. When distribution relies on refrigerated transport and massive cold storage hubs, producers that can scale up gain advantages, and smaller local suppliers may struggle to compete on price and consistency. Twilley connects this infrastructure to the modern supermarket and to consumer expectations of constant availability, regardless of season. The cold chain also shapes the kinds of foods people eat, encouraging more animal products, chilled beverages, and convenience items that depend on reliable temperature control. At the same time, it introduces vulnerabilities, breakdowns, power outages, and bottlenecks can quickly become safety crises. This topic frames refrigeration as an enabling technology that widened diets while creating dependence on complex logistics and continuous energy. Thirdly, health, safety, and standards. Managing microbes with temperature. Another key topic is the relationship between refrigeration and public health. Cooling does not sterilize food, but it slows microbial growth, making it a cornerstone of modern food safety. The book examines how scientific understanding of pathogens and spoilage drove new practices, from meatpacking and dairy handling to household storage routines. Twilley highlights that refrigeration's impact depends on standards and behavior, including correct temperatures, time limits, and clean processing. The rise of chilled distribution required shared rules about what safe cold means, how to monitor it, and how to verify compliance. This fostered new tools and jobs, such as temperature logging, inspection regimes, and refrigeration maintenance. The book also considers the paradox that refrigeration can create. Longer storage times may reduce immediate spoilage, yet extended supply chains increase opportunities for contamination if sanitation and monitoring fail. In homes, fridges changed cooking patterns, leftovers, shopping frequency, and meal planning, shifting risk from daily purchase to longer storage. This topic positions refrigeration as both a health intervention and a discipline that demands constant attention to invisible variables, particularly temperature and time. Fourthly, energy, emissions, and refrigerants. The environmental price of cold, Frostbite, confronts the environmental consequences of making cold ubiquitous. Refrigeration consumes significant electricity across homes, supermarkets, warehouses, and transport, and that energy use links directly to greenhouse gas emissions depending on the power source. Beyond electricity, the book addresses refrigerants, the chemicals that circulate in cooling systems. Historically, shifts in refrigerant choices have reduced some hazards while introducing others, and leaks can have outsized climate impacts. Twilley frames this as a systems problem. Even efficient appliances can contribute to large emissions when multiplied across billions of units and combined with continuous operation. The cold chain also encourages longer distance trade, increasing overall energy demand for storage and transport. This topic emphasizes that environmental accounting must include not only the refrigerator in a kitchen, but also the upstream and downstream infrastructure, chilled warehouses, display cases, refrigerated trucks, and the backup systems that keep them running. The book points toward the difficulty of decarbonizing cold while maintaining food security and medical logistics. It invites readers to think about better design, policy, and maintenance to reduce leaks and improve efficiency without sacrificing safety. Lastly, culture, taste, and the human relationship to freshness, beyond technology and logistics, the book argues that refrigeration reshaped culture and even personal identity. When cold storage becomes normal, freshness becomes an expectation rather than a seasonal privilege, and taste adapts to chilled supply. The book explores how refrigeration affects what people consider ripe, desirable, or safe, and how it changes cooking habits by enabling leftovers, bulk shopping, and new forms of convenience. Twilley also considers how cold mediates our relationship to time. It pauses decay, extends planning horizons, and reduces the need for preservation techniques like salting, drying, or fermenting in daily life. Yet these older methods carry distinctive flavors and cultural practices that can fade when cold becomes dominant. Refrigeration also influences architecture and domestic routines, from kitchen layouts to shopping schedules, and it shapes emotional comfort through the promise that food will be there when needed. This topic highlights an irony. A technology designed to slow nature can make people feel less connected to seasons and place. By examining everyday behaviors, the book shows that cold is not neutral. It is a worldview that values control, predictability, and standardization, with real trade-offs. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who enjoy narrative nonfiction about everyday infrastructure, as well as anyone interested in food systems, climate policy, public health, design, or global trade. Home cooks and shoppers will recognize familiar routines, while professionals in logistics, sustainability, and food safety will appreciate how the cold chain links technical decisions to cultural outcomes. The benefit of reading Frostbite is that it makes an invisible system visible. Once you understand how refrigeration shapes seasonality, safety, pricing, and waste, you can make more informed choices about what to buy, how to store food, and which policies or innovations matter most for lowering emissions. It also deepens climate literacy by showing why decarbonizing cold is both urgent and complicated, involving not only energy efficiency, but refrigerant management, maintenance, and resilient infrastructure. Compared with many food books that focus only on farming or nutrition, this one stands out for treating cold as a powerful driver behind modern diets and expectations. It connects history, science, and cultural change into a single story, making it a worthwhile purchase for readers who want a fresh lens on how technology quietly remakes daily life. If you would like to support Nicola Twilley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.